All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, today saw the New York Football Giants open up the vault for wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. And when I say Odell Beckham Jr. is now a paid man, it is because he and the Giants have come to an agreement on a 5-year extension on his contract for $95 million, with $65 million of that being guaranteed. This now makes Beckham the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. And the biggest question is he worth it? Now, when Odell is focused, make no mistake about it, he is a bad man, because in my eyes, not since the great Jerry Rice have I seen a player who can consistently take a 3-yard slant pass and turn it into a 70-yard touchdown. Sometimes OBJ is too emotional for his own good, but the Giants are hopeful that Beckham can channel all of that and become a leader, not only on this offense, but for this team. Now, of course, Beckham was limited last year to just 4 games due to ankle injuries, but you go back to his first 3 years. In just 12 games for the Giants in 2014, 91 catches for 1,305 yards with 12 TDs. 2015, 96 receptions for 1,450 yards and 13 TDs. 2016, 101 receptions for 1,367 yards with 10 TDs. So the production is there. And there's not a play that he can't make, and there's not a route that Odell cannot run as well. So you look at that. And now that he has been paid, will he bring that same hunger that he had when he wanted to be paid? I think this is either going to be hit or miss for Beckham and the Giants. But make no mistake about it, John Mara, the Giants co-owner, put a lot of stock in this. Dave Gettleman, the Giants GM, the new Giants GM, along with head coach Pat Shurmur, they had their say in this. And I don't see Gettleman or Shurmur being on board with this if they did not feel that they could not only get the best out of Odell Beckham, but also keep him focused on the task at hand. And he knows his veteran quarterback, Eli Manning, can still get it done at a very productive level. The Giants are going to run the football this year as long as Saquon Barkley is healthy. The Giants have a better offensive line. I see the Giants being more of a running team this year. And if the Giants can get their running game going, best believe Eli and OBJ are going to have some big time hookups. So, like I said, it's going to be hit or miss. But if the Giants can get the best out of Odell Beckham, he definitely will be worth every single penny on this contract. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.